latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
A court in Elche this week sentenced a driver to 2 years in prison and a 3-year driving ban after he was found to have been responsible for the death of a passenger in his car, which crashed on the road between Santa Pola and Arenales del Sol in 2007, whilst apparently trying to avoid a police checkpoint on the N332. A claim for €13,500 compensation from another passenger was reduced by 20% on account of that passenger failing to wear a seatbelt at the time of the crash. At the time, accident investigators concluded that the driver was under the influence of alcohol and was driving at excessive speeds of 80 kilometres an hour on a road where the limit was just 20. The music industry in Spain has had its best year for some time in 2014, with data released this week revealing that the country achieved its first year-over-year gain in music sales in more than a decade. In 2014, consumer spending on recorded music reached €149.9 million, with Spanish pop stars Pablo Alborán and David Bisbal leading the album sales, and Enrique Iglesias' song Bailando topping downloads and streaming on Spain's end-of-year charts. Overall sales jumped to 21.23% over 2013, according to the Pro Music Association. However, 2014's figures are still a long way from 2001's record €626 million sales. The Spanish Ministry of Industry has affirmed its commitment to renewable energy, saying this week that it will support the installation of roughly 8.5 gigawatts of renewable energy capacity between 2015 and 2020. The improvement will increase Spain's total installed renewable energy capacity from 48 gigawatts in 2015 to around 57 gigawatts in 2020, specifically supporting the installation of nearly 6.5 gigawatts of wind power capacity, 1.5 gigawatts of solar photovoltaic facilities, and around 211 megawatts of solar thermal power plants. According to the 2015 Spanish Wealth Report, there are approximately 228,736 high net worth individuals, or HNWIs, in Spain in 2014, an increase of 1.7%, following an increase of 3% in 2013. Despite the country still living through austere times, growth rates in HNWI wealth and volumes are expected to continue to improve, with a total number of Spanish HNWIs forecast to grow by 19.4% to reach 279,884 by 2019. HNWI wealth will see a significant percentage increase, growing by 31.4% to reach $1.3 trillion by 2019. At the end of 2014, Spanish HNWIs held 39.5% of their wealth outside their home country, significantly higher than worldwide average of 20 to 30%. Spanish military supply company Indra has won a contract worth €14.4 million and will now provide training systems for the EC-135 helicopter. The EC-135 is a twin-engine helicopter produced by Eurocopter, now under Airbus control, widely used amongst police and ambulance services and for executive transport. For more details on these stories, visit the website www.theleader.info.